Just a 4'11 girl trying to face the world, but she doesn't really know what she's doing. She talks to lots of people just about their lives because Brittany really doesn't like to babble about herself. Brittany babbles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Brittany Babbles, the podcast where I babble and you may or may not listen or learn anything from. So today we are recording number 4 of 20 Things I Learned at 20. And for this episode, we are talking about sometimes it is okay to put yourself first. So without further ado, let's get on with the video. So I am notorious of always, at least in my opinion, I feel like I always put others in front of myself a lot of the times, and especially my friends. I definitely do that. I feel like I would rather myself be inconvenienced than my friends to be inconvenienced. And, you know, that's fine for, a couple situations, you know, it's okay to do this, once in a while, because it's, you're not supposed to be, I feel like my goal in life is to be as selfless as I can without ruining my mental state. And especially this past year, and even, we're only a few days into this year, but I just have really noticed how much, I'm overused and, definitely walked over. And, again, this is another podcast where I don't have a solution and I'm just, being honest with myself and, saying, yes, I have this problem where I allow people to walk all over me. And yes, I do not also have a solution to help me with this matter. But I guess, I'll give some, specific examples and you can, see what I mean. So, and when I say specific, I mean, yes, they're specific to me, but they're also very generalized because I don't want the people who did this, or, and it's not even, one person, it's multiple people, so it's, honestly, you might not even know who you are. But, so one example is, I'm just very, time-oriented, I really, like to stay on a strict schedule, as you kind of understand, from my last episode of me talking about, you don't have to plan everything, I micromanage my life. Well, because I micromanage my life, I also, like to, stay on strict schedule, hey, at this time I'm doing this, hey, at this time I'm doing this, this is what my day is looking like. So, I feel like a lot of people just don't value my time when it comes to that. So an example is let's say, I go to college, right? In Mississippi, a lot of my friends are, in other states of the country. And, to stay in contact with each other, I do like to talk to my friends, when we're in college. So I'm like, hey, do you want to call at this time? Blah, blah, blah. And then that time rolls around and I don't get a phone call. And I text them and they're like, oh, actually, blah, blah, blah. Something came up, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. Life happens. I understand that, not everyone's life is up, it follows an exact routine, and that's completely fine. But sometimes, when this happens more than once, it's I genuinely feel like my time is not valued. Because, if you look at it in, my perspective, which I'm giving you my perspective, I, set X amount of time out for you so I can talk to you, and you just didn't give me that in return. Another thing that, I've realized I've let a lot of people take from me is just, my sanity. I stretch myself out so thin, so thin, so thin, so I can have, everyone be happy. And it is, like, just, it's just so exhausting, because it's, like, sometimes, like, I just want to be left alone. I don't want to hang out with anyone. I don't want to have to be, like, you know, by my phone texting people, like, blah, blah, blah. And I know that's, like, sounds horrible, but I think it's, like, so important for each and every one of us to just be fine with being alone. You don't have to become, like, a hermit, but maybe, like, once a week you're, like, hey, you know, this is what I want to do. I really want to be alone. And just spend a day alone. And I've especially made this more apparent since getting in a relationship. Because, you know, for the majority of my life, as in the entirety, except for the past, like, 5 months, you know, I spent every single day alone. Granted, I had people, you know, in my life. But I just found so much, you know, solidarity, solace, like, you know, being alone. And I still do. I still have my days alone, and they are the best days, but I also still enjoy seeing people. But, you know, when, especially in college, since I just, like, have, I'm immersed in so many different people, and I, like, have made so many different friends, and, like, you know, granted, I don't think, like, you can be friends with a person for 5 months and they could be just as great as friends as you had a friend, you know, from home for 5 years. But I also think, like, having a friend from 5 years, they completely understand, like, who you are and how you function than the person who you've been friends with for 5 months. And because of that, like, I feel like it's harder for my friends in college to truly, like, understand, like, the way that I function and the way that I've functioned for my whole entire life. Like, Paige, for example, you know, you've seen Paige and Nora, like, you've heard them on the podcast. Like, they know me so well. You know, Paige is like, yeah, I know how you have to plan, like, every single aspect of your life, and I understand that, and that's why, like, I try to work harder of giving you direct answers than to, like, string you along. Which, thank you, Paige, if you're listening, thank you for doing that. But, you know, like, that's just, again, you know, going back to something that I've noticed, that people take a lot of my time away from me that is unnecessary to take away. I think another thing that I've learned with people is I really work very hard. Like, I try to be the hardest worker ever, and I just think people take advantage of that. I feel like I don't need a pat on the back every time I do something. I'm not asking that. But I also believe, and I truly believe this for everyone, it's like, if you truly have put in the time, the effort, the work to do something great, someone, one person should at least acknowledge you. And just, like, say, like, oh, like, so-and-so did a great job on this. Like, everyone should strive to do this. So an example is, and with all of these things that I've listed, like, I've truly realized, like, I've allowed so many people, old, you know, like, people from my hometown to people now in my new life. Like, I've let so many people kind of use me, and they don't truly, like, see me as a person with feelings and emotions and, like, someone who's not always happy, because I feel like I give this persona and I give this, like, personality trait that I'm always happy, and I, for the most part, am pretty much happy the majority of the time. But especially this past winter break, like, everything started coming back to me, where it's like, man, like, I'm not always happy, and I shouldn't always have to be happy for everyone else. And I mean, I'm still working on it. I'm still, like, trying to put myself first, trying to put my happiness before someone else's. And you can only do that so much before you become so self-centered that, like, your happiness is the only thing that matters. But I truly believe that if I'm not happy, if I'm not 100% content with my life and how I'm doing, then how am I going to make someone else happy? And I'm working on it. I'm trying to find, you know, things that truly make me happy and not things that will make someone else be pleased with me. And we'll see how it goes. I think the one starter is, I think recently, especially since going to college, like my faith life has just been kind of on hiatus. It's really hard to balance, like, you know, coming from St. Louis, which St. Louis is a predominantly Catholic belief, you know, that we predominantly practice Catholicism in St. Louis, and going to Mississippi where Catholicism is just not practiced. It's very rare. There's one Catholic church in the whole 100 radius of where I live in Mississippi. And, you know, that's, it was just such like a hard like adjustment from going to like having all these options of Catholic churches and having just one. And like there's so much pressure into liking that one church because like I had nothing else. And at first I didn't. And then I met this wonderful human, Megan, who she was in my first season of like, or she was in the second season where we talked about like other people's college experiences, and she truly like brought me closer to God and brought me closer to my faith life. And then she graduated and she, you know, was no longer there with me, you know, in college to like help me with like my faith. And so then sophomore year, I joined another Bible study, and it just wasn't the same, and I felt like pressured into doing things that I didn't want to do, and that like who I wasn't, like I was pressured into being someone who I wasn't and never will be. And I still feel pressured, like I just don't think they truly know me, and like that is just a whole different story. But it's like, I think that is where I'm starting off this year, like, as I enter back in college, like, maybe not do that Bible study, maybe find my faith somewhere else, you know, like, do it, you know, just go to church and, like, do some praying by myself, you know. And I don't want to get religious with anyone, because, I mean, truly, I don't want religion to have you change your opinion on me, but that's one step that I'm taking. I'm trying to take another step of just, like, maybe once a week, I tell myself, like, hey, like, and it doesn't even have to be a whole day, but, like, from this time to this time, it's just you. Like, you can do whatever you want. You don't owe anyone a text message. You don't owe anyone this. Like, it is just for you to focus on yourself, do something that you really like. And I think this semester, especially, like, this year, I'm gonna try to get back into fitness and try to get back into, and I'm still involved in fitness, like, I still work out almost every day, like, I still love being active, but I feel like my fall semester of sophomore year, I just, like, fell out of my fitness routine. I didn't go swimming anymore, like, I didn't run every day like I did in the summer, like, I worked out for the most part, like, every other day, but I just didn't feel satisfied because I didn't truly put in, like, the amount of time that I wanted. And I'm thinking, like, that is something I want to do for myself. And it's just, it's, you walk a line where you're like, am I being selfish for wanting to work on myself? Or is this not, like, selfish because I'm working on myself to be the best that I could be for others? And I still haven't figured out the answer. I'm still working on it, and there will be times where I fall, and there will be times where I succumb to my old ways and then make everybody else happy while I'm miserable in the background. Or maybe I will learn, but this isn't like a, I have to do this. I mean, I have to do this, but it's not like a, I must do this or I will not, you know, like, I cannot fall. This is something that will take years, because it's taken me 19 years to finally realize that it's a problem. So maybe it'll take 19 more. Heck, maybe it'll take 20, 25, 30, 30 years more to finally figure out how to balance the line of truly putting myself before others in some situations and, you know, helping others, even if it does make me a little inconvenienced once in a while. So I hope someone learned something from this episode. I guess like my closing thought would be, it's okay to want to better yourself, and it's okay to say no. I cannot tell you how many times like someone asked me if I wanted to do something with them, and I said yes, but I didn't want to do it. And part of me just says yes because I don't like confrontation and I don't want to hurt someone's feelings. But like, it is okay to say no, because at the end of the day, like, it is your life that you're living. You're not living for your best friend. You're not living for your boyfriend. You're not living for your girlfriend or your mom or your dad. You're living for yourself. And when you put it that way, why wouldn't you want to do stuff that makes you happy? Not saying to completely forget about others, but you are yourself at the end of the day. And I feel like maybe by saying no once in a while, that will start helping you put yourself before others a lot of the time. So I hope that made sense. I hope I'm not rambling. This season, I realize it will be a lot of rambling because, I mean, how do you sum up 20 years of your life in, like, 15, 16-minute episodes? Well, anyway, I hope that you liked this episode. I hope that you have enjoyed this season so far. And I will talk to you all very soon. Bye!